Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Your friends at Opelo Vineyards invite you to their all-new Bud Break Barbecue, March 21st at their Paso Robles Winery Estate. Your ticket includes an epic multi-course menu, wine pairings, beautiful vineyard views, and music by Leslie and the Soul Shakers, all happening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. What better way to kick off the spring season? This is the first of several flagship events coming up this year at Opelo. See the full calendar and get your barbecue tickets at opelo.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo police release footage of officer-involved shooting. Paso Robles Police Department arrests suspect for assault with a deadly weapon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released footage of the officer-involved shooting that took place February 28th. Officers are seen in the video responding to the scene at just about 4:50 p.m., arriving at the location at 4:54 p.m. In the video, police find the suspect near the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way. As the first officer steps out of the vehicle, the suspect is seen dropping to one knee and pointing what appears to be a gun at the officer. The officer then yells at the suspect, "Hey, stop, stop, stop." The officer then fires a single shot from his rifle at the suspect, who immediately falls to the ground. The suspect has been identified as 69-year-old Willie Felton Foster Jr., and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer who shot the suspect has been placed on administrative leave as the Department of Justice continues to investigate this incident. In a release from the department, the police department also says that at least one caller who knew the Foster said he believed to be the firearm was a toy gun, which came about 1 minute before Foster was shot. On March 5th, just before 10 p.m., Paso Robles police officers responded to an incident on the 3300 block of Spring Street regarding a report of a male suspect pointing a handgun at another male's head and telling the victim he was going to die. The police department says the victim managed to escape from the suspect and was not injured. The suspect then fled north and was not located at the time of the initial response. Following an investigation, police identified the suspect as 31-year-old Irvin Hernandez and was served an arrest and search warrant at his residence on the 3400 block of Spring Street. Members of the county regional SWAT team assisted with his arrest at about 3 p.m. on March 8th. Hernandez was taken into custody without incident and no injuries were reported. Paso Robles resident appointed as Deputy Chief of Operations for CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Chief John Owens has announced the appointment of a new Deputy Chief of Operations effective March 16th. Paso Robles resident and longtime fire serviceman Keith Sudama will head into the position. He began his career in 2002 with the United States Forest Service and joined CAL FIRE in 2003. CAL FIRE says he has served as a firefighter, engineer, fire captain, battalion chief, and assistant chief. He is currently assigned as the Deputy Incident Commander for CAL FIRE Incident Management Team 6 and recently served as an Operations Chief with the Monterey County Urban Search and Rescue Team. CAL FIRE says that he has played an active role in statewide incident management, helping coordinate large emergency responses across California. Unit Chief John Owens said he will be a tremendous addition to the San Luis Obispo Unit Leadership Team. The county sheriff's office has arrested a man in Oceano after receiving reports of suspected child sexual abuse material. The reports were submitted on February 17th, and an investigation identified 46-year-old Michael Schmidt of Oceano as the suspect. Detectives learned that Schmidt was employed by the San Luis Obispo County Health Department, assigned to their Information Technology Department. Sheriff's office detectives served a search warrant for his residence in Oceano on the morning of March 5th. He was taken into custody without incident for possession of child sexual abuse material. Schmidt was also discovered to be a local Cub Scout leader in the Five Cities area. The county elections office announced the candidate filing period for June 2nd primary election has closed. For offices which the incumbent does not file, there will be an extension until Wednesday, March 11th. This will likely be for the District 2 Supervisorial District and the County Superintendent of Education, according to the Elections Office. The Clerk Recorder's Office has released an unofficial list of candidates running for District 2 Supervisor. Michael Aaron Woody will face James Angelo D'Antona, and for District 4, Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will go against Adam Verdin. Three candidates had filed for Clerk Recorder: Elena Cano, Gaia Powell, and Vanessa Rosso. Additionally, postcards have been mailed to every registered voter to confirm their residency as part of state law. Any voters who wishes to check their registration status can do so at myvoterstatus.sos.ca.gov. In sports for the NBA, on Saturday, the Clippers beat the Grizzlies 123-120, the Thunder over the Warriors 104-97. Yesterday, the Kings beat the Bulls 126-110, the Lakers over the Knicks 110-97. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Jazz, the Clippers will go against the Knicks, the Thunder will face the Nuggets, and the Grizzlies will go against the Nets. In California news, the filing deadline for governor has passed, and the candidates for this year's race have been finalized. In total, 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans have filed for candidacy. The 2 Republican candidates are Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff, and Steve Hilton, a Fox News contributor and former advisor to British Prime Minister David Cameron. California Republican Representative Daryl Issa announced that he is retiring rather than conducting a re-election campaign in a redrawn district. This is just 3 months after he claimed, quote, "I'm not quitting." Issa serves California's 48th district, which covers much of the area in California east of San Diego. A woman in her 30s was arrested by Los Angeles police on Sunday after she opened fire on the home of pop superstar Rihanna, who was inside the residence at the time of the shooting. Approximately 10 shots were fired at Rihanna's mansion from a car, and at least one round pierced into the wall of the home. Police confirmed no one was injured during this incident. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, today I'm broadcasting from the National Farmers Union's 124th Annual Convention here in New Orleans. And our coverage is sponsored by the Montana Farmers Union, encouraging folks across America to visit fairnessforfarmers.org and join the fight against the monopoly crisis in American agriculture. Well, speaking of the subject, Senate Democrats proposed sweeping legislation last week aimed at breaking up dominant U.S. meatpacking companies, arguing that greater competition could help lower grocery prices and along the way improve conditions for America's farmers and ranchers. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York introduced the Family Grocery and Farmer Relief Act, which he said would limit large meat processors to handling only one major type of meat and impose caps on market concentration in the beef sector. Bloomberg reports that the Federal Trade Commission would be tasked with enforcing the limits and ordering companies to divest plants or business units if they exceed them. Lawmakers introduced the bill as beef prices remain elevated and scrutiny continues to grow over consolidation in the U.S. meatpacking industry.
Cattle producers make plans to attend the 52nd annual Loosely Red Angus Production Sale Tuesday, March 10th, 1 o'clock p.m. at the ranch in Ashton, Idaho. Selling 100 yearling Red Angus bulls designed to add value, improve your herd, and go to work year after year. Also offering 40 open purebred heifers straight from the replacement pen. View the catalog, watch videos, and find more information by visiting looselyredangus.com and bid live at liveauction.tv. Loosely Red Angus, built for real-world performance.
Farm families and rural communities are struggling. Why? Because the monopolies dominating agribusiness are squeezing them from all sides. That's why the National Farmers Union is standing up for farmers, because consolidation hurts farmers, ranchers, and everyone across the country. Fairness for Farmers is a nationwide community of family farmers, ranchers, and advocates working together for fairness, resilience, and a better future for agriculture. Montana Farmers Union encourages you to visit fairnessforfarmers.org.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Current and former members of FFA, formerly known as Future Farmers of America, from across California, shared how the student-led organization has affected their lives in a special Ag Alert series. My biggest misconception about agriculture before joining FFA was that only farmers can be involved and have a career in this industry, said Ella Rowland, an FFA member at East Nicholas High School in Sutter County. Since joining FFA, I've been exposed to many career paths that allow us to serve others and support the industry that feeds and protects the world every day. Destiny Reyes, a Stanislaus County college student and recent FFA member, said she has the organization to thank for some of her closest friends. Brendan Black, a Tulare County agricultural teacher, said he chose his career path purely off of his FFA experience. And Timmy Klitich, a Ventura County nursery operator and former FFA member, said his participation in the organization was where I started to learn real leadership skills. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with increasing clouds overnight, lows in the mid-40s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning will give way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, mid 80s Friday, low 80s on Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, 89 a week from today. Currently it is 35 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are in the $100 a barrel range this morning. U.S. crude West Texas Intermediate nudged toward the $100 a barrel mark earlier today on concerns that ships prevented from traveling through the Strait of Hormuz are creating a glut of oil in storage, resulting in production cuts. However, a meeting of G7 countries is expected to involve the possibility of releasing oil from reserves, easing supplies. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline rose today to $3.47. It was under $3 a week ago. Live Nation shares are up 6%. Fox News is reporting multiple people familiar with the dispute reached between Live Nation and the Department of Justice say a settlement has been reached. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cuselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Yeah. Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, something that's pretty important, and through science and so forth, it's becoming more and more critical that we stay on top of it, because a healthy body starts with a healthy mouth. That has to do with dental hygiene and all that kind of good stuff that we have to do. And Christina Mankins, she will be in to talk about that. And of course, Susanna, she gave birth Wednesday. It's a baby girl, her third child. So she is still off, obviously, on maternity leave. So a little bit of history for you this afternoon. The bombings, that's plural, of the World Trade Center. All right, you may recall it happened twice. So that is this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And sorry for the stumble at the beginning of the show, for whatever reason. I have changed the calendar, but I don't know why I did it again this weekend, and I have April's calendar up. Chris, are the calendars in your room right?
March over there, and then over there, I can't see it in the dark, but it looks like March.
I have no idea why I did that this weekend. You know, you generally do it at the first day of the month, don't you?
Right, or the last day of the previous one.
Right, so I don't know why I came in, well, both the Saturday and Sunday, and I have no idea. So when I looked up, when we started the show this morning, I go, April? What am I doing? So anyway.
You can blame daylight saving time.
You know, that was probably it, because I had the, you know, most clocks, on the computers, you don't have to do anything, but the 1 o'clock that's in the production room, I did that, and so I don't know why. Anyway, just one of those bumps, I suppose. All right, the daylight saving times thing. I'm sure some people, I don't know, they forget about it, and they're off a little bit, but we get back to it and so forth and so on. No big deal for you, I'm assuming?
No, not at all.
No, not at all either. All right. Let's see here. This is, Kevin, last Friday you were talking about checkouts. And here it is. The one that gets me, the person using a credit card to check out, and they look at the credit card pad like they've never seen one before. Well, they're different kinds, so maybe they haven't been to that store or used it, and they're just a little confused at once. I don't know. I would say that at the checkout, the thing is, when people buy a Coke and a bag of potato chips and they use a credit card, I'm thinking, maybe you can't afford it. Maybe you can't afford it. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What do we have? What do we have? Well, how about guaranteed income? How does that sound? You like guaranteed income?
Well, that's what a job is, isn't it?
Thank you. In a way. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that. There are approximately 150 mayors around the country that are pushing for guaranteed income. And that's to solve society's problems, I suppose. So more than 20 bills in 11 states have proposed to establish some form of statewide guaranteed income programs. And it's not specific, but the amount that seems to pop up the most is $1,000 a month. And here's the other side of it. No questions asked. How about that? No questions asked. And this is to help these people out. 20 bills in 11 states being proposed to establish some form of statewide guaranteed income. All right. Now, there have been some pilot programs, I think one in Stockton. I don't know how that is doing. But this has become a trend, and it's not really new. There are more right now than 100 pilot programs in the United States, and that has been since 2018. Now, the mayors for guaranteed income, they continue to grow. And it is, all right, here's a number, offering low-income participants up to $1,000 a month with no strings attached. Doesn't matter what you use it for. Okay? So this has been going on. And when did most of the programs start, or when were they launched? Well, guess what? COVID. Started with COVID. Once again, the government. So they create a problem, and they're going to create a program. And many want this to be federal government to take over for this, not just states. So there you have it. A guaranteed income. How would you like a guaranteed income with no strings attached? That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. All right, so be on the lookout for that. You always have to dig deeper with these rascals are running for any office at this point. So I'm going to tie that into with what's going on in some of you who probably came from a city down south called Los Angeles. And this has to do with the minimum wage. The minimum wage. It's already creating problems in Los Angeles. And this has to do with a mandatory minimum wage of $30 that would take... supposedly be what they're supposed to do by the year 2028, just in time for the Olympics. And guess what? I don't know why they needed a study for this, but a study has found that 62% of hotels expect staff decrease as much as 10% to start. So that 62% of it, it doesn't give the numbers of as far as workers who would be laid off. I'm not talking about temporarily either. They would be gone. In addition to that, many of the workers will see decreased hours. So you have a guaranteed income. $1,000 a month at many cities around the country and perhaps more. And then you have other cities such as Los Angeles mandating that the businesses must pay up to $30 an hour minimum wage. That's minimum wage. And this extends beyond hotel payrolls. This has to do with subcontractors, and the list goes on and on and on. And again, this is just the start of as many as 10% of the workers losing their job. We know from a couple of years ago with the fast food workers, the mandate by Newsom, that over 16,000 jobs were lost. I guess the question you have to keep asking yourself is, why are they doing this? If people are losing their jobs, and they have to, well, you would assume they have to know that this is going to happen, because historically it has. Now, the minimum wage increases, more often than not, fail to effectively raise living standards because they can lead to reduced employment opportunities. Again, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And in addition, as I alluded to a couple of minutes ago, fewer work hours and lower quality benefits for workers. And again, no surprise, businesses pass on higher labor costs to consumers through increased prices. And so where are you at? Where are you at? You're at ground zero. Okay? So we continue to do this, and the results are getting worse. Because in some instances, and not to say it wouldn't happen anyway, but you're pushing people to more automation and AI. AI. Chris, I know I always ask you about AI, but and how far can it go with, let's just say, minimum type wage jobs? In other words, you need people to do physical labor, right?
Right.
Okay, so could it be then robotic?
I mean, I suppose you could imagine a fast food restaurant, because they're already having things like kiosks to replace someone at the counter, but then there's food preparation. But I imagine there could be a future where it's assembled electronically.
Have you ever worked in a fast food place?
No, I haven't.
Okay. The food preparation, I don't know how far that goes. I'm sure many of us worked in, you know, that the type of business. I worked at a couple of them when I was in high school, a KFC and a Boston Fish Market, and we did have to do food prep. And I'm not sure if that could be automated now. I have no clue to it, but I do notice, I'd say every 3 or 4 months I might go to a drive-thru and pick up something for breakfast on a weekend, and I don't notice that many, I just don't notice that many people inside. And I guess the question is, Chris, with these kiosks, so what, you go in and you just hit a button on what you want, is that how they work?
Pretty much, yes.
So there's nobody there. I mean, you're not dealing with anybody except to pay.
Even then, you could still probably pay at the kiosk. So the only people you have to deal with are the people who are in the back there in the kitchen assembling the food, who will just call out your name when it's ready.
That's it?
Yes.
All right. So for the experience, do you care if there's an employee there or not?
No, I don't. I just want my food.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's a, everybody's a little bit different on that. I'm not saying I'm in there to, you know, meet somebody and invite them over for dinner or anything like that. But, you know, I guess especially if you have a good experience coming in, somebody has a smiling face. Hi, good morning. Can I help you? Et cetera, and that type of thing. And you go, okay, that was a nice experience. Or you have, on the other end, you get somebody who is El Grumpo. That you just, you know, they don't even say anything. So anyway, that's where we're going. But, it, you know, it starts with this. You're giving businesses more, I guess, ambition or ammunition to say, okay, well, I'm not going to have as many people. Not going to have as many people. I remember years ago. So how far back are we going? My gosh. Let's see here. 30 years, I would say 30 years. And at the time, we had to have people here at the radio station 24/7 because of the equipment. You had to have live people hitting buttons at certain times and so forth and so on and doing a couple of other things. Well, the and it's funny because at the time, a lot of them were saying, hey, man, we need to get these, you know, these newfangled things called computers for the radio station. Now, there were computers and radio stations in the early 80s. They were, and this is just a technical term that nobody will know, but it was called the C-Tech. And if you remember the old 8-track carts, they were, you would record commercials and put them on there, on these carts. And you would put them into this machine, and at certain times, whether it was a music station or a news talk station, when it was time to go to commercial, a button, and it would send a signal, and these carts would go off in order. So if it was a commercial break for, you know, whatever, 2, 3, 4 minutes, then these carts would go off. Well, as many of you know, when you go back to the older computers, so to speak, there were, you know, quite a few problems in these. Although it was high-tech for the time and they worked, you know, pretty well, they were a major problem. They were a major problem. So anyway, fast forward. We had a C-Tech machine here. Gary Brill, when I worked for him, he had a C-Tech machine there. And anyway, so the technology then started to develop where you can have a real computer do what the old C-Tech or cart machines, I'll say, would do. So the people here, I was the general manager at the time, and they were all, oh man, you need to get this. And so finally I did, and then realizing that, well, guess what? I don't need these people anymore. I mean, it was... I think overall it's hurt the industry, but that's just me. 'Cause I didn't have to rely on them showing up, calling in, saying I can't work Saturday, I can't work Sunday, I can't work Friday night, et cetera, et cetera. So at one time when we had just people here all the time, didn't need them anymore. And so this is what's happening in more and more businesses because technology will figure out. They will figure it out, but with the government mandates it. Let's see here. The first AI powered restaurant in Pasadena. We bought robotics, AI, and great food together under one roof, creating a dining experience like another. Cali Express by Flippy was the world's first AI powered pop up restaurant, created by Wawawa and Cali Group. Located in Pasadena, it brought Flippy and other robotic innovations to life in a fast casual setting, delivering hot food, fresh flavor, and a glimpse into the future of dining. All right, Chris, again, I'm going to have to come back to you. If you go, not a fast food place.
Not a fast food place, okay.
Okay, so you're going to a restaurant, okay?
Okay.
Do you want the robot or do you care? You just want your food.
Okay, if it's not a fast food place, then it's different.
All right.
So, I don't think I'd want the robot.
Okay. Now, but you don't have to tip the robot.
That's true.
All right, so you can save there, but isn't it nice experience when you get a nice waiter or waitress?
Yeah, some of them can be entertaining even.
Yeah, I've come across some that are just really, really good. And matter of fact, a story about that was a couple of years ago when my brother and I, we went to Florida to see my dad. He wasn't doing well. So anyway, we went to the hospital where he's at. And in this hospital in Tampa, you have to have, it's almost like a license plate identifying. I showed him my California license, and they made a picture of it, and that let me go to the room and around the hospital if I needed to, you know, go somewhere else, you know, like the commissary or something. Anyway, so
And my brother, the same thing. So what happened was, so we leave the hospital and we still have the name tags with our pictures on it. And it, you know, and it has the name of the hospital. And my brother had just had mouth surgery. So he was kind of, he was missing some teeth because he had to have, he had mouth cancer. And I think they took 6 teeth out. And so, you know, it was, he was kind of talking like this a little bit. But it, so we go to this restaurant in Tampa. And, you know, we sit down and this lady comes up. She's the waitress. And she looks at our badges and she goes, "Oh, are you with the hospital?" And I said, "Yes." And, "Oh, really?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm a brain surgeon." And then my brother, he opened up his mouth. And he says, "And I'm a dentist." So and she laughed about it and stuff, and she was a great server and stuff like that. So we liked the restaurant so much, and it was an Italian restaurant, and that was easier on my brother's mouth. So a couple of nights later, when we're getting ready to go back to our homes, he says, "Hey, would you mind going back to that restaurant?" It was, you know, I said, "Oh, no, fine, that's great." So we go back there, and lo and behold, guess who we get as the waitress?
Same one?
Same one, and she sees us, and she comes over, and she goes, she lays down the menus, and she goes, "Good evening, doctors." So that's what I'm getting at about the experience of a nice waiter or waitress. You know, somebody with a sense of humor and so forth, and she kept referring to us as doctors, so it was that was fun. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. On March 5th, just before 10 p.m., Passerville's police officers responded to an incident on the 3300 block of Spring Street, where a male suspect pointed a gun at another male's head and telling him he was going to die. The suspect fled north and was identified as 31-year-old Irvin Hernandez, and he was arrested yesterday afternoon at about 3 p.m. The county elections office announced the candidate filing period for the June 2nd primary has closed. For the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody will face James Angelo D'Antona. For District 4, incumbent Jimmy Paulding will go against Adam Verdin. And three candidates have filed for clerk recorder, Elena Cano, Gaia Powell, and Vanessa Rosso. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, it's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Iran naming Mojtaba Khamenei as their new supreme leader to succeed his father, who was killed by the U.S. at the beginning of Operation Epic Fury. Deputy U.N. Ambassador Tammy Bruce called the appointment a desperate action.
That first strike that was made, I think, decimated that leadership framework by 49 levels, which is also, I don't know if even someone told this man that he is the new leader, if they warned him.
Meanwhile, the death toll from Operation Epic Fury in Iran is rising. The Pentagon says a seventh U.S. service member died from injuries sustained from an Iranian airstrikes on U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia March 1st. They've not been identified. Brent oil surging to more than $114 a barrel as the war in Iran disrupts production and shipping, and gas is up about 40 cents a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
All righty, it's 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
College basketball tournament season, 31 automatic bids up for grabs. The first tickets to the big dance were punched on Saturday when Tennessee State won the Ohio Valley, the Tigers making their first NCAA tournament appearance since 1994, and Long Island secured the Northeast Conference bid a little ahead of schedule. The Sharks actually play Mercyhurst tomorrow for the conference crown, but the Lakers are ineligible for the tournament as they transition to Division I. Four more automatic bids on Sunday. Queens University won the Atlantic Sun Final in overtime, earning the Royals their first ever bid. High Point did the same thing last year in the Big South, and now they're repeat champions. Northern Iowa won the Missouri Valley Conference, and North Dakota State captured the Summit League title. Up a level, the Spurs spanked the Rockets 145-120 for their fourth consecutive victory. Heat handled the Pistons, four straight losses for East-leading Detroit. Raptors handed the Mavericks their seventh loss in a row. Pelicans walloped the Wizards, that makes eight straight L's for D.C., and the Blazers lit up the Pacers, who have dropped their last nine. Celtics stopped the Cavaliers. Boston now 2-0 with Jason Tatum back in the lineup. Coach Joe Mazzulla.
It was good. I mean, just gave the game what it needed. Got off to a really good start, you know, both ends of the floor.
Hockey Nathan MacKinnon scored his league-leading 43rd goal and netted the shootout winner as well. As the Avalanche edged the Wild 3-2, Colorado has won five in a row and leads the NHL with 95 points. The Sabres outran the Lightning 8-7 for their seventh straight win. At the World Baseball Classic, an off day Sunday for the U.S., they meet Mexico tonight in Houston. Both teams are 2-0 in Pool B, as is Italy, and they all play each other over the next couple of days. Only the top two teams in each pool advance to the quarterfinals. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. We have just about 7 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Another nice one. Highs in the upper 60s with plenty of sunshine. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, clouds early on your Tuesday, but then that sun will come around and we'll have highs in the low 70s, Wednesday upper 70s, and low 80s on Thursday, mid-80s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, and we may be saying bye-bye to the green. Next Monday, upper 80s, too soon. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 7:23 a.m., 7:06 p.m. We're at 35. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979, and you can find them at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home safe and sound where they need to be, home sweet home. Well, I am going to assume this is still good. So once again, Mr. Garcia, you are duty free at this point in the hour.
I've been off the hook a lot recently.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see here. Again, I'm assuming this is still good. A white dove kept flying towards me, and landing. It let me grab it. I am currently in possession of a white dove. North of town. Here's the phone number, 805-801-7076. That's 801-7076. If you lose one, find one, winged or webbed, there we go, 2 footer or more. Give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Exactly 5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. That means it's time for trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out there at the airport, it's known as the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Alrighty, according to medical people, and there's going to be more, but I'm looking for one of the four major. So, according again to people that do this medically and so forth, where is the most common place to catch the flu? The most common place to catch the flu. There are four answers I will accept. You only have to give me one. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you thinks you knows what the answer is.
Pretty so good. For place, it's asking for a location.
Yeah, where is the most common place to catch the flu? There are four main answers. Again, I will accept one of these four main. I'm not going to go down into the gutter. I do that enough. So where do you think it is? All right, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. At school.
Yeah, school is one of them. Yeah, school definitely is on that list, and it's because of many reasons. But anyway, I'm not going to say fanatical, but like when you go to certain places, do you make sure that you wash your hands or watch what you touch or anything like that?
When I go to the store, I use a little alcohol wipe off the handles of the shopping cart. That's it.
How about if you go to a place and they have a door that you don't need a handle? Will you use your hand or will you use your forearm or elbow?
I don't know. I guess if you can just push on it, kind of push on it. But otherwise, you know, I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you. Because I'm a wackadoodle about it.
Oh, there's people. I saw a lady at the grocery store the other day. She was wiping down every single bit of the shopping cart. Inside, outside, everything.
I may do the handle. That's it. But I don't do it all the time, and I don't know why that is. But anyway. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Jay Harrison.
All right, Jay, stay healthy.
All right, you too, thanks.
All right, bye. Okay, Chris, do you have any other guess?
Airport.
That's not on the list.
Well, darn. I was way off. Okay. So what are the other three?
Okay, work.
Fair enough.
Supermarket. And the other one that's on the list here of the main four is the gym.
I'm genuinely surprised that supermarket made it on the list, but airport didn't.
Well, people are touching stuff. You know, and they put them back on the shelf and stuff, and people are doing that all the time and everything else, and it may depend on the supermarket you go to.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. On March 5th, just before 10 p.m., Paso Robles police officers responded to an incident on the 3300 block of Spring Street where a male suspect pointed a gun at another male's head and telling him he was going to die. The suspect then fled north and was identified as 31-year-old Irvin Hernandez. He was arrested yesterday afternoon. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo announced that the appointment of a new deputy chief of operations effective March 16th. Paso Robles resident and longtime fire serviceman Keith Sudama will head into the role.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
After flu exposure, symptoms typically appear 1 to 4 days later with the average onset in about 2 days, but could be as quick as a few hours or longer, depending on your health and the virus strain. All right. You have been warned. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Remember, they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.